Hello, I'm Mike King. In this extended clip from episode 22 of the Freight Buyers Club, we're asking what an escalation of the US-China trade war would mean for the US economy, for retailers, and for global trade. I'm talking to Jason Miller, Eli Broad Professor in Supply Chain Management at Michigan State University, and Jessica Dankert, Vice President for Supply Chain at the Retail Industry Leaders Association. Big thanks to Demerco Express Group for supporting independent journalism. Enjoy. I think we have to start with the latest news on US tariffs ahead of the presidential election in November. We've seen that President Biden has ramped up tariff rates on a bunch of Chinese imports recently, continuing this trade war with China that started under President Trump and has bilateral support, it would seem, politically. Donald Trump has threatened much higher imports on Chinese goods, sort of pushing over 60%. We've also had mention of a universal tariff of 10%. On top of that, in the last week, Trump's last national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, who it seems remains in very close contact with the former president, said, and I quote, "As China seeks to undermine American economic and military strength, Washington should return the favor." Furthermore, he argues, and I again quote, "The 60% tariffs on China that Trump has floated should be only the first step, followed by tougher export controls on any technology that might be of use to China and other measures." Didn't define other measures. Sounds quite sinister. It seems he's calling for a total economic decoupling of the US and China, which, given how interwoven both economies still are, and given that we are talking about the two largest economies in the world, I guess this question is to both of you. If this happens, what impact does this have in the US and beyond?
So I can start with that, and I'm going to read actually from an abstract from a working paper by some of the top economists in the world led by David Autor. The paper is called "The Employment and Electoral Effects of the Trump Tariffs in the United States." So this is looking at 2018 and 2019, and this is from the abstract. Quote, "The trade war has not to date provided economic help to the U.S. heartland. Import tariffs on foreign goods neither raised nor lowered U.S. employment in newly protected sectors. Retaliatory tariffs had clear negative employment impacts, primarily in agriculture." So if we now take that and extrapolate from it, there will be no economic benefit that the U.S. has from, let's say, a manufacturing employment standpoint, which has been the primary rationale advanced for increasing tariffs. The retaliatory tariffs will be very negatively impactful, though, because the U.S. is very much export-oriented in certain industries. And this data is not a closely guarded secret. You can get it from UN Comtrade, or you can get it from the U.S. Census Bureau. And so what you'll see is retaliatory tariffs from anyone whom we tariff, which, if we're talking the world, will be everyone, that will target certain U.S. sectors that are very export sensitive. Farmers will be the most impacted. And so I see no economic upside to this. It will be a tax on consumers. And frankly, I think it's one of the dumbest economic policies I've ever heard of.
Obviously, I'm in the UK here, and a lot of farmers voted for Brexit, even though they were cutting themselves off from their biggest market. Why would farmers would be sort of slightly crazy if they were supportive of these tariffs or those that propose them?
I think part of it is it's just the raw politics right now and emotion of this. You know, in the United States, we've had, you know, manufacturing employment is down over 4 million from where it was in the 1990s. And certainly part of this was due to the China shock of the U.S. starting to import more from China. So many of those jobs were in, let's say, apparel manufacturing, which was an industry that was not destined to be, you know, the long-term manufacturing mecca of the United States. But I think that there's just a lot of raw politics involved. And I think a lot of people are voting on other issues in the U.S. that may not be directly related to sort of these broad economic discussions.
Jess, what's the view from retailers?
Well, I think Jason really hit on it. Tariffs are taxes on American businesses, consumers, and workers. You know, and it's important to note, you know, this is election rhetoric as well. And then, you know, what actually happens, regardless of who wins the White House. Retailers basically want to see the U.S. government focus on smart trade policy that opens up new markets and reduces tariff and non-tariff barriers, addresses unfair trade practices without this unnecessary collateral damage to American businesses and consumers.
I'm going to test your imaginations here. So in this decoupled world that O'Brien would like to see, what does things like China plus one, what does that look like? And is it even possible that you can engineer or restructure the US economy in this decoupled way?
We're not decoupling with China, short of a war. I mean, short of a shooting war, that's not going to happen. There's just no way at this point. The two economies are so intertwined. And we also have to have the idea, what does decoupling mean? So if we're not buying directly from China, but it's instead being produced by a Chinese company in Mexico or a Chinese company in Vietnam, that's not decoupling. And so in a world of, as we call them in economics, transnational manufacturers, these ideas of like that we're going to somehow decouple these two economies, this just doesn't exist. This is not the Cold War in the 1960s, 1970s. And so unfortunately, we have policy that seems to think like that. And I'm going to pick a little bit and say that's because a lot of these folks date from that era. And maybe we need to have more contemporary thought that is considering the globalized nature of the U.S. economy.
What's the contemporary thoughts of retailers on this, Jess?
As Jason said, I think, you know, the idea of 100% decoupled economy is simply not realistic. You know, at this day and age where the economy is so globalized, so transnational, large retailers are continually evaluating their sourcing profile and making adjustments for lots of reasons, whether that's diversification, you know, sourcing, supply chain considerations, resiliency. All of these are kind of critical components to that sourcing strategy. I think it is interesting, you know, as Jason mentioned, we're seeing actually this growth of this nearshoring in Mexico, Central America, South America, and a lot of that may be from Asian-owned corporations. So this idea that it's as clear-cut and black and white as a decoupling that you can simply, you know, shut the door on is not the kind of nuanced world that we live in. So it's interesting to watch kind of that nearshoring and the leveling up of investment in that kind of nearshoring space. But I think, you know, I don't want to say we're at an inflection point on it, but definitely a lot of progress there. And I think that adds to the complexity of the conversation around imports from Asia and China specifically.